I mean, Steve takes risks like everyone does, but I mean, Steve, I think, is, I mean, he's an extremely driven individual, but he's also an extremely careful individual, and I don't think he will have set off on this trip in which he ran into trouble without considering what the consequences were likely to be.
Okay, now, Harriet, when you read stories like this, the rescue, especially the rescue by military forces over a reporter, what kinds of things go through your head considering that you have to send reporters to very dangerous locations?
Well, of course, my blood runs cold. It's a nightmare scenario for any reporter out on the front line, but also for the editors back on the desks. It's what you dread. Your first concern, obviously, is for the safety of your own reporter, but you obviously also have a great deal of concern for anybody who might be with him or her. In this case, Steve's translator was with him and was tragically killed in the rescue attempt. And then, of course, a British soldier was killed too. So it was obviously a very, very big gun battle. And I think the other thing that's very revealing about this situation is that, as far as I understand it, the New York Times had no forewarning that this rescue attempt was to take place. And I think from The Guardian's own experience, when our then correspondent in Baghdad, Rory Carroll, was kidnapped a few years ago, we realised that although we felt that he was our man, we actually weren't in control of the situation and things were going on that we couldn't determine, we couldn't control, and that's clearly what's happened in this case too.
Is there a danger when you have the military involved in rescuing journalists that for the Afghan people, the distinction between the media and the military, which we think of as an absolute distinction, does that break down?
I think it's very difficult. I mean, in this case, there are unconfirmed reports that civilians were killed in the gun battle too, women and children. And I think that is likely to inflame anti-Western feeling among the population of Afghanistan.
Peter, you referred in your piece to the God of News and the very stringent requirements that the God of News imposes on its disciples. What kinds of sacrifices are acceptable if you're going to be a worshipper of the God of News?
I mean, it's a concept that Steve came up with on a long drive. I mean, his journalism is his life, and he would, you know, he would always put it almost before absolutely everything else. And if he feels that a story is so important that it needs to be done, I think he will always try to find a way of doing it. And I recall at the beginning of the war in Iraq, just before the invasion happened, how, you know, Steve was looking at absolutely every possible avenue that could get him to the story. And, you know, it's just the kind of person he is. I mean, he feels as though it's a duty to tell these stories. And I think that's what he would have considered when he was thinking about going to Kunduz and in trying to work out how to do it as safely as possible.
And Harriet, for you, in this incredibly competitive business that we're in, are there any limits?
Of course there are. I think that it's very important to set limits and to be clear about limits. And I don't think that, I mean, there are many stories that need energetic, committed reporters like Steve following them. But in the end, there's no story that's worth paying the price of life for.
Do you think the armed forces would have gone in if the reporter was just a British citizen?
My feeling on that is that the British forces take the view that it's a British citizen that needs rescuing. Do you think that's right, Peter?
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, I kind of feel as though Steve probably wouldn't have expected the cavalry to come charging over the hill. I mean, he would have been using his own resources to get out, but that's not necessarily the view shared by the powers that be.
I guess the other question is, this is a New York Times reporter, so maybe was there some pressure put on the British by the Americans to... We just don't know.
No, we don't know. And I think, again, from past experience, both The Guardian's own experience and other newspapers, you never quite unravel the full details of what's happened.